Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for what you've done for us on this day. You did not have to do it today, Father God, but you did. We just want to say thank you for what you purposely have done today, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just want to tell you today, thank you for just being a pillar in our mindsets, a pillar in our hearts, a pillar in our souls, a pillar in everything that we do for you, Father God. You are the great that I am. You are the bright and morning star. Father, we uplift your holy name today. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for keeping us in perfect peace today. We thank you, Father God, for being involved in what you've done for us, seen and unseen today. And we're grateful, Father God, for you being a God of faithfulness in our lives, especially upon this day today. Oh, Father God, we just want to glorify you with praise. We want to glorify you with honor. We want to glorify you with all things right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. Amen. Amen. As we're going into 40 minutes after the top of the hour today, we just want to say thank you for all of you who is joining us here today and in our audio version of today's show, which is May the 2nd of 2024. Amen, amen. Romans 5 and 1 NIV version says, we have peace with God. God will give you three kinds of peace. And I'm going to break down all three of those today. The first part today is spiritual peace. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the foundation, the bottom line. You must have peace with God before you can have any other kind of peace. Jesus said in John 14 and 27 NLT version, I am leaving you with a gift, a peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot take. Why? Because his peace has a hallmark of heaven on it. The second point today is relational peace. Romans 12 and 18, the NIV version says, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Relational peace decreases conflict. And you know from experience that relationships can be an origin of tension. For the majority of us, our greatest problems are people problems. Interacting with our boss, family, relatives. We consistently have to deal with competition, conflict, and criticism. And these things can steal our peace. The third and final point today is emotional peace. Colossians 3 and 15, the NIV version says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts since you were called to peace. The Greek word for rule means to empire. What is an empire's rule? He maintains peace. He endures the game. It is played in a smooth and disciplined way. And God will provide you with an internal empire who will keep you at peace when everything around you appears chaotic. Here is a great Bible promise from Isaiah 26 and 3, the NLT version. You will keep in perfect peace all you trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Do you have peace today? Do you have peace today? Turn to God, and you won't be disappointed. What a powerful word. On this edition of Words of Encouragement Podcast, the audio version for this May the 2nd of 2024. We'll see you here in a few minutes on the broadcast of Words of Encouragement Podcast. Amen.